Texas Small Business Headlines. Texas DBA Filing Guide, How to Register a Business Name in 2026. LegalZoom published a step-by-step guide explaining how Texas companies can file a DBA to operate under a name different from their legal business name. Many Texas small businesses use DBAs to build brand recognition without forming a separate legal entity, making this filing knowledge essential for growth. Review LegalZoom's Texas DBA filing steps before registering your assumed name. Hit /w.legalzoom.com/articles/file-a-DBA-in-Texas. Texas Small Business Headlines. Tarrant County Assumed Names. What TX Small Businesses Need to Know. The Tarrant County Clerk's Office provides assumed name DBA registration services through its Vital Records Division. Texas small businesses operating under an assumed name must file with their county clerk to ensure legal compliance and protect their brand identity. Visit the Tarrant County Clerk site to file or renew your assumed name. gate.tarrantcountytx.gov/county-clerk/vitalrecords-assumed-names.html. Texas Small Business Headlines. Travis County Clerk stops recording incorporated assumed names. As of September 1, 2019, the Travis County Clerk's Recording Division no longer records or files incorporated assumed names, which must now be registered solely with the Secretary of State's office. Texas small business professionals filing DBAs in Travis County need to know where to properly register incorporated assumed names to ensure legal compliance and protect their business identity. Verify your assumed name filing requirements at the Travis County Clerk's website before submitting paperwork. Background and context. A buy-sell agreement without funding is just a wish list. Buy-sell agreements among co-owners specify what happens at death, disability, or departure, but only matter if there is a funding source to actually execute the buyout. Common defects. Insurance policies that lapsed, valuation methods that produce numbers no one can pay, and trigger events that include voluntary departure without a payment plan. Without funding, the surviving owner faces a co-owner's heirs as the new business partner. Most buy-sell disputes that reach litigation are not about the agreement's terms, but about the absence of a funding mechanism. Review the funding source for your buy-sell every 2 years and confirm valuations have not drifted. Background and context. The four insurance gaps small businesses share. Most small business insurance portfolios share predictable gaps. Cyber liability, often excluded from general liability. Employment practices, separate from general liability. Business interruption, often capped well below actual reliance. And professional liability, excluded if not specifically purchased, even when professional services are offered. Each gap can become a six-figure claim that the owner assumed was covered. The cost of filling the four gaps is typically a few hundred to a few thousand dollars annually. Have your broker walk you through the policy declarations page and explicitly call out what is excluded. Background and context. When the S-Corp election actually saves money for an LLC, the S-Corp election lets owner-operators take part of their income as wages, subject to payroll tax, and the rest as distributions, not subject to self-employment tax. The savings only matter once profit consistently exceeds a reasonable salary, typically $50K to $80 of pure profit above the salary baseline. Below that threshold, the added payroll processing cost eats the savings. Many LLCs elect S-Corp status before they have enough profit to benefit, paying payroll processing for no tax savings. The election is reversible, but not on a clock that matters in real time. Run the salary versus distribution math for last year's actual numbers before electing.